Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Victor Kilo 4, Sierra Oscar Alpha. Sid Abrams, the 18th of August. Sydney Owen Abrams, VK4SOA, became active in amateur radio after retirement in 1992. He grew up in Brisbane after being born May 11, 1927, and he had various jobs in Brisbane, Coolangatta and more. With an interest in radio and strong church connections, he met Evelyn and they raised two daughters and a son. He became an ordained minister in the Methodist Church, then after 1977 in the Uniting Church. There were strong links to each community he served, and even after retirement, he made a huge contribution to drought relief in central western Queensland on behalf of Lifeline. In retirement, he was an active member of Bayside District Amateur Radio Society, where he was secretary for 4 years and was a regular broadcaster on FM 101 Community Radio in Logan. Before moving into Nandeebi Retirement Village, he was a regular on a local CW group in southeast Queensland. His community life was curtailed by poor mobility after a fall in 2019, and Sid lost his wife Evelyn last year, and we lost him the 18th of August 2023. Victor Kilo 4, Sierra Oscar Alpha, another silent key.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Whether it is for personal use or for the benefit of others, these days the forecasts of a generation ago have come true. The internet has become the wellspring of instant information, as well as the dumping ground for fakes, frauds and scams. With social media platforms grabbing instant responses and publishing instant reports of varying quality. Video sharing sites accumulating more than one person's possible lifetime's viewing each day. And the World Wide Web solidly accumulating information, propaganda and records of journeys placed in the public domain. It's not surprising that this surfeit of information is very much the chaff, when all we need is the grain. Of course, what I'm speaking about is the publicly available parts of the net, not the dark web or the private domains of military or commerce. What we seek to use has to be recalled easily and quickly, and that makes it so much easier for the fraudulent operator to get away with their bad intent, if we aren't savvy in our own behaviours. I'm old enough to have suffered the trap set for the seeker, the student, where a site presents worthwhile material as a subject, only to reveal a trap of viruses and/or porn when you clicked on the next page. There's nothing like trying to clean your computer of viciously deposited malware when deadlines for a project are running down. These days, it is the phishing scams that are played, particularly on social media, with counterfeit accounts and innocent-looking posts that seek personal information, which can be used to hack a person's privacy, that we seem to encounter the most. So what I'm getting at is that we all need to use a level of caution and build our knowledge of the habits and ways of the internet and those users we encounter. This, to my mind, is an extremely good topic to follow up in our club structures. Perhaps articles in newsletters and talks at meetings will help. Many of us with grey or thinning hair have joined the personal computing age without the level of cynicism that many newer devotees display. The experts want parents to educate their offspring in safe ways of the internet, and I really think it is a matter all of us should take on board. In the manner that marked amateur radio of old, here is an opportunity to share information and experience for the benefit of all members. No doubt as spring envelops us, we are planning our activities for the summer months and into next year. How does talking about getting new members or running support sessions for members wanting to learn new skills fit into those plans? There's no time like now to get stuck into planning, and the better the planning, the better the outcome. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.